And if you have your Bibles this morning, if you'll find your place in Matthew chapter 6, and I hope you'll take advantage of those opportunities and be with us on Easter. And we'll be sharing the gospel in a special way on Easter Sunday. I'll be sharing just a simple message called The Bridge to Life. Invite your friends who may not know Jesus to come be with us. That's always a special day, and we hope that you'll be there. Boys and girls, I hope you brought your real Bible today, and I'm glad that you've got it. If you have your Bible, if you'll stand with me at this time, and if you don't have your Bible, you can stand up also. This morning, we're going to be reading as Jesus teaches us how to pray. Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse number 9. Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for these red letter words of Jesus. We thank you that you don't leave us without instruction and understanding in how to pray. And Lord, there's not a one of us in this room who does not need to pray. We are in desperate need of your help. We ask that today you might help us understand what you meant when you taught us to pray, forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. We thank you for the wonderful, wonderful blessing of your grand forgiveness for us. You have forgiven us. You have forgiven us when we have confessed our sin, and we are a forgiven, blessed people. So may today we learn the importance of coming to you in prayer and asking for your forgiveness as we have forgiven those who have harmed us and hurt us in our own personal lives. May my words honor Jesus today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We have several prayer requests up on the prayer wall. I see several on all three boards. Remember today, we're praying for one another. Don't be too proud to write your prayer request. You don't have to sign your name. Lots of us in this room have prayer requests. We have prayer needs. You want somebody to pray for you, take the time, fill it out, and then go by, put it on the prayer wall. Let's clear these walls. Let's take these cards off before we go today. That means everybody's being prayed for. When you put your card there, take someone else's card and pray for them today. So the Lord Jesus is teaching us these days, we're thinking about prayer. And so he tells us, when you pray, go to your secret place, shut the door, and pray to your Father in secret. So, Pastor Mike, what do I say to my Father in secret? Right here it is. Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Give us direction and guidance. It's not so much that you say the words, but that you understand the meaning and purpose behind these words of Jesus. So he's telling us to pray in this way. And I hope that this morning, all of you shut your door and you prayed to the Heavenly Father privately. You have to take the time to do it. He prays, first of all, in verses 9 and 10, three petitions. First, we pray that the name of God will be made holy, not only in our lives, but in the earth. We honor the holiness of God, our holy God. He prays and reminds us to pray, your kingdom come. That is, let God reign in your life. Take control of your emotions and your actions. Listen, allow the kingdom of God to reign in your life. Let Jesus be Lord of your life. And then pray for Jesus to come back to this earth. We pray every day, come Lord Jesus. And then we pray, your will be done. And for some of us here today, I've said this to you before, God's will is God's best for you. God's will is God's best for you. You say, Pastor Mike, I don't like what's going on in my life. Well, remember, God is at work in your life. And so Paul tells us, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So what is it that God is trying to teach you in allowing these things to go on in your life? That's the key. When I pray, your will be done, because I'm praying like Jesus. Jesus prayed, we know this, in the garden, before the cross, not my will, but your will be done. My friend, are you willing to pray? When you go to pray, you don't come and say, here's my will. You come and pray and say, Lord, what is your will? Your will be done. Then we come to the more natural parts of prayer. Verse 11, we start to learn that prayer is asking God for His help. Verse 11, it's the words all the kids were saying this morning before they came to church with their moms and dad. Give me, give me, give me. It's a natural thing that children do. They ask their parents, the ones who they love and trust, to give them what they need. So we pray to our Heavenly Father, give us this day our daily bread, what we need. You know, self-independent people don't pray, because why do they need to ask God for anything? But the reality is that those of us who are disciples, who follow Jesus, this is our prayer. And those of us who have come to know Jesus, we pray, give us this day what we need, our daily bread. And then we come to these words in verse 12. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. I want to make three quick observations about these words, because when you pray these words, when you pray like this, there are three things that really you're saying to the Heavenly Father. Now remember, all of these are the things I pray when I'm privately with the Lord, when I'm speaking to God privately. And that's the expectation Jesus had for every one of His followers. When you pray, so if you know the Lord, if you know Jesus, prayer is the natural language of your life. And so today we think about this phrase, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. First of all, I want you to see when we pray, forgive us our debts, what we are saying is, forgive me of my sin debts. Two words here that are very important. Forgive and debts. Forgive and debts. The word forgiveness simply means to take away, to send away, to remove something. It's to take it away. Forgive or take away my sin debts. Oh, this is so important. Look, you cannot appreciate forgiveness till you understand sin and what sin does in our lives. Debt. So many in this world today struggle with financial debts. They go to bed worrying about it. They wake up worrying about it. And it's important. We have an obligation. If we make a commitment and we sign our name to pay for something, we got to pay for our debts. Taking care of our debts and financial debts are important. And I'd simply say to you, if you have trouble with that, you talk to the people you've borrowed from and work it out. But we have an obligation to pay our debts. But debts, they just hang. Financial debt, it makes us worry. It causes fret. We make all kinds of crazy decisions. Debts, it hangs over our head. But there is in the life of every person spiritual debt. Spiritual debt, first of all, is that which is in our life before we know Jesus. All have sinned. All of us have spiritual debt. And so I put for you here Colossians 2:14, because one of the wonderful things that happens when you're born again is God forgives you of the sin debt, listen, that will lead you to eternal damnation and hell. You see, sin leads us to the judgment of God. Sin leads us to a place called hell. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish." Jesus said that. Will not perish. Because in my life I'm born into this world with a sin debt that I cannot make up on my own. I can't pay it. And so we read these amazing words from Colossians chapter 2. Paul's describing what happened when Jesus died on the cross, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us. You know the debt of disobedience, the debt of unbelief, the debt of selfishness, the debt of breaking the commandments, the Ten Commandments of God, toward God and toward others. That sin debt that's piled up in my life. And so the Bible tells us that he cancels the sin debt. He's taken it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. Praise be to God. There is freedom from spiritual debt. And when I come to Jesus, I recognize that he took my sin on the cross, canceled my spiritual debt, and now I have eternal life and I'm forgiven. But what happens is I'm still alive on this earth, and though my sins are forgiven and my spiritual debt is forgiven eternally, I now have heaven. There's something that blocks my fellowship with God, and it's the sin debt that comes up in my daily life when I walk away from God or when I treat other people in a sinful way. Sin debt. Forgive me of my sin debt. Two men went to pray, Jesus said. Two men went to pray. It's like we all came and prayed here today. One man prayed, "God, I am so glad I'm not like all of these bad people around here. Why, I do everything I'm supposed to do. I'm highly religious. I do everything I'm supposed to do. God, I'm glad I'm not like all these sinners." And one man stood in the corner, in the shadows, and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Oh, this is it. Did you see what it says? Forgive us. I'm looking around. I'm looking at you. I've looked at people all morning. They've looked at me. Forgive us, because we've all sinned. And all of us need forgiveness. As strong as you may be, as independent and self-righteous as you may be, you need God's forgiveness. And when you come to know Jesus, you pray, "Our Father, forgive us our debts." Well, when you read on, you think about this phrase, "forgive us our debts." It also means, secondly, that I'm making a confession. When I go to pray and I'm praying by myself before the Heavenly Father, I come and I say, "Holy be your name. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. Give me what I need for this day so that I might honor you, so that your name will be made holy, so that your will be done, so your kingdom will come. Give me what I need. That is what I need, not what I want. Give it to me. And then forgive me." We pray privately. We pray before the Heavenly Father. We bring into our prayer closet, our prayer room, a piece of paper, and you know what it has on it? It has our debts, our spiritual debts. It's the things that burden us. You know what I find? When I pray, I don't even have to make a written list. Those sins in my life just are going in my mind like crazy. I start to pray, and all of a sudden, I remember those harsh words I spoke. I remember what I did on the job that wasn't right. All of those things start to swirl in my mind as I meet with the Heavenly Father privately. And so I have my sin, my debts. I bring them before the Heavenly Father as I pray privately. And I bring these and I say, "Forgive me." I ask for forgiveness because of the powerful effect of sin. I confess. Confession's good for the soul. Confession is how I start my day. I confess to God, "I need your help. I need daily bread, and I need to confess my sin." You remember the story Jesus told about the young man who took his money, took his inheritance, he left and he went and behaved and lived in a bad way. You remember the story. And he ended up feeding pigs and he came to his senses, Jesus said. And then he decided to go home and ask his father to forgive him. And so he came and confessed his sin. I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Just make me a slave. For some of you today, you can have a changed life before you leave this room. You know how you do it? You know how you do it, friend? You confess your sin to God the Father. That's all you got to do. You confess your sin. You confess to Him. You know, John said to us, and we've talked about this book in our times together. 1 John has some wonderful things from John the Apostle to all of God's children. And he says in 1 John 1:9, it's very familiar, but I want to read verse 8. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So even though I've been born again, my debt that has been canceled, hell is no longer my destination, heaven is my future home, I still will sin in word and deed and thought. And my sin debt piles up and it blocks my fellowship with God and with others. And I have sin debt, and so I come confessing it. Look, forgiveness. Jesus placed in this prayer the importance of personal confession of sin debt. So John said, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness for His name's sake. So I pray, and forgive us our debts. I'm saying two things. I'm saying, forgive me of my sin debts, and I'm also confessing, I confess my sin debts. Here they are, Lord. Not that you need to know them, but here they are. Here are my sin debts. I confess them to you. But then we read the last part of this phrase. Forgive us our debts as we also... Oh, read the Bible carefully. Everybody, pay attention. I'm just about through. Listen. It's important to read the Bible. Don't make it say words that it doesn't say. Jesus said, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. The blessing of reading today is present as I read the Bible to you. You should go hug your grammar teacher if she's still alive, because you understand grammar. You learned verb tenses. It does not say, and forgive us our debts as we also will forgive our debtors. It does not say, and forgive us our debts as we are forgiving our debtors. Do you see it here, friend? Do you see it? This is very important. So when I go to prayer, when I go privately to pray and I shut the door, I bring this list with all of my sins and I say before the Lord, I say to Him, forgive me of these spiritual debts that have accumulated in my life. I violated the revealed will of God. And oh, by the way, you bring another list. You know, I've talked to this church about the other list lots of times. It's the spiritual debt list. You know, it's all those people that have done you wrong. It's all those people who have treated you in horrible ways, and what they did was wrong. They've done things to you that were not right. And you have the list. You have the spiritual debtor list. A man, Jesus said, one day owed a king a really large amount of money, and the king forgave him his massive debt, but his friend was on his debtor list, and he owed him a few pennies, and he got so mad he threw the man in jail because he wouldn't pay his debt. When you go to prayer, you go with a list of your sin debts and an empty list that you've cleared because you have forgiven your spiritual debtors. You don't go to prayer and say, Lord, let me tell you how bad it is for me and this person. No, the Lord already knows. I will never turn God's word nor twist it nor say, I'm going to simply tell you and preach to you what Jesus said. The reality is that as I'm asking for forgiveness, I have already forgiven others. Are you listening to me today? In order for me to have my list forgiven, I have to already clear my list. Oh, friend, for some of you, I know. The pain is great. The pain is deep. You've carried those struggles for years. You have played those things over and over in your mind of what happened between you and that person. My wife Pat and I were with a good friend just this last week. You know, she's talking to us about the trouble of forgiving a lifelong friend. I know these people, known them for many years. And she simply said, I cannot forgive this person, and I don't understand why I can't pray. You see, Jesus makes it clear to all of us today, church, that in order for me to be forgiven, I have already forgiven those who have a spiritual debt against me. I have said to this church year after year, I will continue to say it to you, I love you in Jesus' name. Forgiven people forgive people. Forgiven people forgive people. There are some people who need to be knocked off your list. There are some people who need to be removed from your list. So I go to prayer, and I go to prayer, and I take two lists. Forgive me of my sins. I have forgiven these. That's the way it works. Jesus said, in fact, it's the words that follow this model prayer, this way of learning to pray. I'm going to simply read what the Lord Jesus said. May the words of the Lord Jesus be clear to us all, without any explanation or undoing of trying to undo words. May we hear the words of Jesus. For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you your transgressions. When I understand that God forgives me as a sin debtor, then I can forgive as I have been forgiven. You know, friends, forgiveness starts in the prayer closet. Forgiveness starts in the prayer closet. I don't go out of there to forgive. I go in there having forgiven. Because over and over, I have been forgiven. I am a forgiven person. I'm a follower of Jesus. I've trusted Christ. I'm a forgiven one. How can a forgiven one be an unforgiving one? Forgiven people forgive people. So today, as we think about these words, some of you can be set free. Some of you can be set free. You know, my friend that was talking to us about the friend, she's gone on and on about this. I mean, she's gone on and on about this so long. When she starts talking about it, her husband, he goes out to the wood shop. She's gone on and on about this broken relationship so long. Her kids go to town. She makes everybody miserable because she has somebody, she has a debtor that she will not forgive. Oh, by the way, that could never do enough to repay her. See, this is the problem with our sin debt list of our friends. If they're going to repay us, boy, they're going to have to really repay us. You did this to me, boy, it's going to have to be way up here for me to forgive. No. I don't believe that's the way the Lord forgave us. You know, we come to the Lord and say, just as I am. Your friends are just like they were when you came in here today. But you know, friend, for some of us, we've forgotten what the boys and girls said. Did you hear what the boys, they said, when you go to bed at night, you pray. When you wake up in the morning, you pray. I hope you prayed this morning privately with the Lord, but I hope that tonight, listen, here's the way you do it, friend. When you finish up everything else you've got today in this busy day you have, and you finally turn off the noise box and all your screens and all of your devices, and you finish speaking to everybody else, and you're about to lay your head on your pillow, then you say to the Lord, I have forgiven these people. Forgive me of this. It's every day. It's the constant thing in our life. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for teaching us the importance of forgiveness, the joy, the freedom that comes in our prayer life. When we have forgiven others, we come as you are forgiving us. Oh, we are needy people. We ask for you to give us what we need, our daily bread, but we ask now, forgive us. Give us and forgive us. Give us and forgive us. It's the way we must pray. We're absolutely dependent upon you. How I pray, Lord, for some of my friends here today who have carried for years a list of sin debtors and they've not forgiven them. How I pray today that they would forgive as they have been forgiven and let it go. Release it and come to experience the glorious, wonderful joy of forgiveness. So if you're here this morning and you do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you've heard me say it, you have a sin debt over you. You're under the judgment of God. If you're not born again, you will perish. When you die, you will perish. Eternal separation from God. Friend, the only way to do anything about that is to come to Jesus Christ and be saved. If you don't know how to do that, we want to help you. Our pastors will be here at the front. I'm here. We do this every week. We invite people to come down these aisles, stand up here and say, I'm ready to follow Jesus. And it's for all of you. Not asking you about being religious. I'm asking you if you've been born again. The second thing is, so those of us who have followed Jesus, have you confessed to the Lord your sin debt? Because you know you have it. But oh, by the way, have you forgiven your sin debtors? For some of you who are here this morning, you're born again, you know Jesus, you need to join this church. To start that process of joining this church, you just come down the aisle and we stand and sing, talk to one of the pastors, they'll tell you what you do next. But we all have needs here this morning. We all have spiritual decisions we need to make. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. May Jesus be honored and glorified now. Give people the courage to make the public decisions they need to make. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you stand, please?